I wanted to talk about a couple things. I posted in the room, it's a really neat validation for what we're doing. Although it's a medical doctor, I don't know where she's from, but she speaks a little of our language. She does a TED talk on the, I put it on the in the buddies room, and it's very interesting because she's a medical doctor, and she says, she goes, so how many carbohydrates do we need a day? And this is a medical doctor. She goes, none. You do not need carbohydrates. And she calls herself an obesity doctor. And her main, her practice is consumed with diabetics, type 2 diabetics. And as she says in her talk, she goes, pretty much every type 2, the majority of every type 2 diabetic can eventually reverse that if you learn to eat right. And if you're on medications, she says she's getting her patients off the medications, the insulin or the, the medications, not insulin, but the other one they use, glucose something. I can't remember what it is. But there's a couple other ones that are pills that they give. But what she does is she eliminates carbohydrates, sugar, starch, but she doesn't eliminate dairy. That's where we're different. And she doesn't eliminate cow dairy, and she doesn't food combine. So she's doing, at least she's trying. She's what I said in the post was, thank God a doctor is, using her education of physiology and biochemistry and her common sense to manage patients, because she's finding now that when she gets them off the carbohydrates, and it's funny that she didn't mention any kind of weight loss or fat loss, weight loss, she would be doing weight. She didn't say anything about weight loss. She just said that she's getting people off their medications that were spiraling out of control with their diabetes and their blood sugar by just eliminating the sugar, the starches, the carbohydrates, and getting them on a higher protein diet. And she does high fat too. She says if you see something in the grocery store that says low fat or no fat, she goes, leave it in the grocery store. Do not take it home, because they fill up the void with chemicals and carbohydrates. So she says that is totally wrong for a diabetic. But at the end of her talk, you should just listen to it, because it really validates what we're doing and lets you know how safe it really is of what we're doing. And at the end you'll like this one. She says what we should be eating is real food. She says you have to eat food to manage your to help yourself and to manage your diabetes. And at the end of her talk, she says, as the quote from Hippocrates says, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. So I thought this woman was pretty cool. In fact, I'd like to maybe send her a copy of our book to get her opinion or a quote from her of what she thinks about it. Because she's part of the way, but she's not all the way. She's missing the dairy, and she probably likes the dairy because she thinks it's protein, but and fat, which she says fat does not instigate an insulin response, and that's true. And we use a lot of fat. We use GLA, CLA. We recommend the mayonnaise, any kind of butter, olive oil, avocado oil. We use fat liberally on our lifestyle plan. So I thought that was very interesting.